Lesson 9F. Island Home.
It is one of the hardest places in the world to visit. First, you have to fly to Tahiti, an island in the South Pacific Ocean. Then, you have to travel by boat for 9 days. During that time, you hardly ever see another boat or plane. And the final part of the journey is the most dangerous because of the rocks. Over the years, they have caused hundreds of boats to sink. You can still see some of the wrecks on the beaches. But finally, you arrive at the tiny tropical island of Palmerston, part of the Cook Islands. When you get there, you will get a very warm welcome. The islanders love visitors and look after them well. The island is very beautiful, with white sandy beaches and clear blue water. There are no cars. The main road in Palmerston is only about 100 meters long and is made of sand with only about 6 buildings. There is a small school, but there are no shops. The families on Palmerston don't use money in their daily lives. They work together, look after each other, and share. When you run out of rice, you ask your next door neighbour. They only use money to buy things from other countries. A ship visits the island twice a year and brings basic supplies like rice and fuel. The islanders need money to pay for this, so they catch and freeze fish. They then sell them to the ship and buy the things they need. But sometimes the ship doesn't come. Recently, 18 months passed without a visit from the ship. But that wasn't a problem. They could eat coconuts and fish. These days, the islanders access the internet for 1 or 2 hours a day, and they can even get a mobile phone signal. Sometimes. But everyday experiences, like a visit to the dentist, can be a problem because the island is so remote. The nearest dentist is on Rarotonga, the capital of the Cook Islands. It takes 4 days to reach it by boat. And when the dentist has finished, you sometimes have to wait 6 months for a boat home. Some of the islanders love the remoteness and think their home is paradise, but others have decided to leave. In the past 50 years, the population of Palmerston has dropped from 300 to just 62. About 20 of these are children. Their life is very happy and relaxed. But as they get older, some of them want a university education. This means going abroad to study. They often plan to come home again after their studies, but in reality, they rarely return. But for the people who stay on the island, daily life is easy. Nobody works very hard, and there is a lot of free time. In the evenings, children swim in the beautiful blue ocean or play volleyball on the beach. The adults watch TV. There is one TV on the island. Or chat. There is a policeman on Palmerston, but there isn't any crime. So he makes musical instruments instead.